Announcement. If you didn't hear last week, your boy is going to Texas, and I'm going to be playing in the Melissa Lambert Scholarship Tournament. It's taking place in Pampa, Texas on March 15th and 16th. I call that lubrication for St. Patrick's Day. So if you want to come have some fun, get your ass out to the Melissa Lambert Scholarship Tournament and come join me and have some fun. It's going to be a blast.
Super jealous.
Yeah, I know Sean's not coming. He's going to be jealous, but Friday night, it's a Switch Holio starting at 7. Saturday, doubles. Get after it.
Big cash prizes too, right?
Big cash prizes. So open doubles payout, first place, 35 hundo. Competitive's 1,000. So,
oh yeah.
Sweet payouts. If you're looking to win some money or think you can win some money, I mean, Dwayne's going to be there, so good luck, everyone else. But yeah, head on out to the Melissa Lambert Scholarship Tournament. Should be a good time in Pampa, Texas. If you need any info, just reach out to us. We can point you in the right direction. And yeah, let's get it started up, man. So Battle of the Bags is coming.
It sure is.
Damn right it is. But we got to give our first shout out of the day.
Of the day.
To the amazing, the great, the fire-breathing Dragon Bags. So, guys, we know we pump them up all the time, and everyone's like, oh, we're sponsored. Well, guess what? We throw them too, goddammit.
We do.
And our SPRs have been on a steady rise since switched, okay? And we're throwing less than ever.
Okay, this is your... You can go to, like, profiles, right, and track.
Yeah.
Just go see what happened when I switched over throwing the Power Dragon.
I'm saying, me too, man. It's been a nice little increase. But yeah, they speak for themselves, man. They're really, 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 really good bags.
They really are.
All the way down the line. Can't say enough about them. So if you believe us, just take our word for it. And better yet, save yourself some money over at dragonbags.com. Drop code BIGASP12 at checkout and save yourself some money. And that's dragonbags.com. I think it's time to pitter patter. Let's get at her.
Cornholing.
We hope you throw it straight. And nothing but four baggers from here on out.
All right, welcome back to yet another episode of the Big Ass Cornhole Podcast. Sean and Dane are back with you all again. Dane, what's going on, man?
Not too much. We're here on nursing the hangover from Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep, just watching the Cavs in the background.
There we are.
Making sure they're taking care of business over
there. Still looking good.
Still are looking good, but yeah, we got a busy episode.
I mean, don't we always say that?
We do. So let's not waste time now. All right, Dane, do what you do best every single week. Let the folks know what we're drinking tonight in our favorite segment called What You Drinking.
Ho-ho! What you drinking? Sean, we're splitting it up.
We are splitting
it up. So I grabbed myself. It's not usually in my repertoire. It's an Imperial Stout. But this is from no other than Southern Tier Brewing Company. It is their Mocha. That's M-O-K-A-H. It's a 10% banger. It tastes like morning, like iced coffee. It's fantastic. Can't say enough about it. I really do quite enjoy it. It's a one and doneer for me. Like I can't do too many stouts, but I would choose this one a lot. And then you got yourself over there a little tried and true there, don't you?
Little tried and true, Mr. The Great Lakes Conway's Irish Ale. Mm. It is a classic Irish ale.
A wee bit of the Irish.
Ooh, little caramel malt action going on. Oh, yeah. Very drinkable.
Yes.
Goes down way too easy. It's kind of
drinkable 6.3%.
Yes, but yep, it's a pretty standard in my house.
Yeah, especially this time of year. You get a bit of the Irish in you.
You do.
So I tell my wife.
Great. Great stuff.
Yeah. And after she gets that Irish in her, I always reach for a nice hot cup of Joe from Cornhole Coffee. This flavor of the month is mint. So if you need to get that fresh taste in the morning, grab your cup of coffee over at cornholecoffee.com. Drop code BIGASP for checkout and save yourself 10%. So don't forget, drink, focus, throw.
All right, well, Cornhole family, we have more audio gold planned for you all today. We're going to recap the ACL Open held in San Diego. I'm sorry. Correct. We have Facebook dramatic readings. We have bags to review. Up today are Brainy's bags. And then we're going to talk a little bit best of the bags. And then we're actually going to next week, we're going to post the interview with Mr. Trey Hunt.
Yes.
All right. So
we're both traveling. I'll be on vacation, as will Sean.
Yes. I'm going to be in Boston on a work trip.
I'll be in Florida.
But just wanna... before we jump into all that, okay, we'll bring you what's going on into our cornhole lives in a segment we call In and Around the Hole.
Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
Brought to you by Blackjack Cornhole. Stop throwing ugly bags. And you can do that by going to Blackjack Cornhole, where they have sexy designs, bags, great products, free shipping, amazing customer service, all the above. And if you use code BIGASP, you're going to save yourself 10%. So go to blackjackcornhole.com, use code BIGASP, and you're going to save yourself some money. And just because you're an outsider doesn't mean you can't belong. You can join a community that feels just like that all the time by going to Black Sheep Baggers. They make some of the premier ACL Pro stamped bags in the game. Go to blacksheepbaggers.com if you're in the market for bags. And if you decide to snag yourself a set, use our code BIGASP and you're going to save yourself some money. All right. So go to blacksheepbaggers.com and grab a set today.
Man, we're generous.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we're traveling.
We are traveling. Yep. So I head to Boston on. So if you're listening to this on Wednesday, chances are I am flying to Boston as you're listening to this. Work stuff. My wife's presenting her research at like our National Convention for Physical Therapy. I'm going to be stuck all day doing like work crap. But then at night, there is a rumor going around that I might get to hang out with a legend, Mr. Brendan Ahern.
Oh, you're going to have a wicked awesome time, man. That shit will slap.
So, Can be fun. Get out of town. You know, we don't get out of town very much without the kids. So
I'm happy for you guys. It'll be a good time.
Yeah. And then you guys are off to Key Largo?
That we are, man. Wow. One of the islands made famous by a song. So pretty excited. Went there a couple years ago. Had a fantastic time.
Okay.
Decided to go back to the same resort. Amy's family will be joining us for a couple of the days, and then we'll have a day to ourselves, and then we'll be traveling up to Miami for a night. Gonna stay there and party and have a little fiesta, if you will, and then heading over to Orlando to close it out. Gonna be gone for 8 days. It's a bit of a trip, but gonna head out to Orlando, see some family and some friends. Probably go see Harry Potter World, like the Harry Potter stuff at Universal. The whole thing this time, because last time I only got to see Diagon Alley and it was disappointing. Wanted to see everything. And then maybe going into Disney, who knows? Sharon and them. I hit up Ann Sharon and I was like, hey, like we're going to be coming to Orlando. Like we weren't 100% sure for a while, but we decided like literally this week or last week. And she's like, oh yeah, just come on by. She's like, me and your uncle don't make any plans until like the week before anyways. And I don't think we're planning on traveling anywhere. When we talk about their travel though, it'd be like, they just up and like go to Germany or something. Like
they're so, like that. They're like that aunt and uncle that everyone has that just is pretty, they do very well. We'll put it that way.
Yes. Do very well, but they're super awesome to hang out with and very generous and, you know, look forward to seeing them every time and going to have a good time, man. I'm just looking forward to relaxing for a bit. But that leaves us not able to record.
Very true.
Hence why we're going to put forth the Trey Hunt interview.
Yeah. And we were thinking about like who to ask. And when you post an interview by like solo, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be a decent draw. And I think he's like a pretty popular guy and he's super interesting. I think he's got a cool backstory. So I hope you guys enjoy that next week. But then after that, man, shit, Best of the Bags can be well underway. We're going to have some updates on that. So speaking of which, before we get into Best of the Bags, though.
Yeah.
Super Bowl. I mean, congrats to Kansas City, man. I said, we're just kind of witnessing a dynasty. And I think
the sooner
we all accept the fact that we're probably going to see Patrick Mahomes in like 4 or 5 more Super Bowls, it just becomes a lot easier, man.
It's just like, when will it end? Like, there weren't these types of dynasties until the Patriots. And now you're just doubling back right up on it. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Guy's really good.
He is really good. Andy Reid's a really good coach.
Yeah.
I guess it's just the Clevelander in me that really rooted for like Brock Purdy and the underdog story. And like, you got to love the great white hope. Oh,
I thought
you
were going to go like, I don't know, the Clevelander in me rooting for like the guy from fucking Cleveland.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, awesome that Travis Kelce has won his third Super Bowl, but You're also a Clevelander. Clevelanders don't win multiple championships, all right? You're happy with the one, and you move on.
I guess, I don't
Why
know.
Aren't you in a Browns uniform,
sometimes,
goddammit?
Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I like seeing, like, a guy like Brock Purdy out there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, fuck that. I don't want to go see a guy that looks like he could be playing at the Middleburg Rec. You know what I mean?
When, so
I
when people see say that about Titans, guys like I Kirk see, Cousins and shit, but, like, isn't it more impressive that they could actually get the job done being just a normal sized human being out there?
I mean, I guess.
So you were like the biggest Baker Mayfield fan because he was fiery and he just looked like you go have a beer with him and yeah. like no one would notice him. Like
I know.
He's unassuming. I do respect that in a quarterback because, like,
fair enough.
It just shows how cerebral being a quarterback is.
Fair enough.
So if you got a good head that. On your shoulders, you can make magic happen.
I get that. All right. So we had best of the bag draft last week. Before I want to give a quick shout out to Mike. Thank you again for joining us. It was very last minute, but I thought he knocked it out of the park.
Did a great job.
Looking back on everything, I thought the way he drafted meshed so well with us because he had a very vast knowledge of ACO bags.
For sure, yeah.
Like off the top of his head. So it was really cool. Like he brought in some bag companies that otherwise might have been missed, so which is a cool opportunity. So we just started posting the bracket. So we posted the slow bracket and the fast bracket is up so far. Depending on when you're listening to this episode, the third bracket, there is three fucking brackets again.
Yes.
All right. We're doing a hybrid bracket as well. That'll be dropped last. That is only 32 teams. All right. So fast bracket and slow bracket are both 64 bags and the hybrid carpet is 32. I was able to get it to like 48, but like trying to get to 64. You know what I mean? Like it's just, it made it really tough.
Man, that's tough.
So we decided to keep it at 32, nice round number, keep everything going. And then, again, just to reiterate this, every winner of their bracket will then face off at the same time.
Yeah.
For the Ultimate Championship. Just so you're going to have a slow bag, a fast bag, and a hybrid. And
Battle go. Royale.
Battle Royale. There you go.
I like it.
So, but, yeah, without trying, once again, we did a pretty decent job of, like, lining up companies. Yeah. This year, what we did better than last year without even trying was that, like, in the fast bag bracket, I like the fact that Ultra has two bags in the same subsection.
Yes, so do I, because it didn't force us to have to choose one of their bangers.
Like, I didn't
they're
want
a faster bag company.
Well, I didn't want it to be Ultra versus Ultra, like, or, you know, or Lucky versus Lucky. You know, I didn't want that on the either side. I want to make sure that, you know, it was represented. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have to do anything. It was just how it all worked out draft wise. So
yes.
Worked out very, very well.
And then I just want to reiterate too, at the end of this, yes, it is best of the bags. And if maybe we missed a bag for a certain company or something, but they're represented in it still with another bag, still vote for that company. All right. Like it's about representation.
Yeah. Okay. Like, so, and again, I saw there was a few questions, and I guess there's always new people that like are coming in, getting familiar with this. We are fully aware that this is a popularity contest.
1,000%
Somebody asked today if there was a handicap system for this. No. He's like, well, it seems a little unfair. Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Of course.
But if a 16 seed in the bag world ever came out and beat a one, that would be amazing. We almost saw last year, right, with bag world. I don't exactly remember where they were. I want to say maybe like an 8 seed. That sounds about right. They were taking down everybody.
It. Yeah,
I mean, so,
popular bags.
And then somebody else said, like, the same guy was like, well, it doesn't seem like it's going to, you know, be very exciting. I'm like, you'd be surprised. There's every year, there's four or five upsets that no one was expecting, and it comes out of left field, and I'm super excited. It's going to kick off the 19th. And if you are one of the bag manufacturers and you're listening to the show and you're like, damn, I wish I could be included, or, oh, they didn't include this bag. We tried the best we can to include the most recent bags, right? So we're not trying to grab bags that we reviewed from 3 years ago. Some of them, obviously, it's going to happen if they're still relevant. But with that being said, we do review bags every single week. And if you would like to make sure that you're not left out and you want to make sure that you're relevant like in this contest, the best way to do that is just reach out so we can start reviewing some of your newer stuff.
Yeah, I mean, a secret for you guys, when we go through and start our lists, we look at our own Bagapedia that has every bag that we've reviewed on it.
In order of what we reviewed.
Yes.
You know, going backwards that way. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, when we're looking at that list and, you know, if we just didn't review something that you put out there, then...
Boy. I mean, in full transparency, too.
It's hard to remember it.
If you're a newer bag company, right? Relatively new, right? Like, we just reviewed your stuff. you don't have a huge social media following, it's going to be pretty tough for you to get two bags in that bracket because I'm trying to spread the love as far as we can.
Yeah.
We ended up having 90 different bag manufacturers. Mm-hmm. That's pretty fucking good, man.
I would say so. I mean, did you ever think that we'd be able to get this many bag manufacturers?
And only the biggest of the big bag companies got three.
Yeah.
BG, Lucky.
Ultra.
BG, Lucky, Ultra. That might be it.
I'm not sure.
Reynolds.
I think Reynolds might have to Titan get three as well.
WTF. Okay, so there's a few.
There's a couple, but again, still 90. Bigger,
yeah, level one, correct. And they've been around for a while. We're familiar with their stuff. They're very popular on social media. So there's a reason. Like, when we're seeding this, again, I'm basing it off, like, popularity. Not necessarily what I think is the best, but what I think is the best votes. Because ultimately, I think that's what works out the best.
100%. 100%.
I mean, if it works out where all one seeds make it, we did our job, right? We did it correct.
Picked correctly.
So have you looked through it at all? Are there like any particular brackets that you saw? Like,
so I was perusing through the fast today. Let me pull this up real quick.
Can I throw out one first?
Yeah, please.
The very first bracket, all right, the Northwest section, we're calling it. It has the number one overall seed, the Pro Snipers. Inside there also has WMD 724 bags. We know how crazy that follower, those followers are. And it also has a low key snuck in there, the BG Witcher. Now, you can't tell me that there is a huge population of people throwing the BG Witcher. You just can't. Like, I don't see it. They've always been a carpet bag company, but
it has, again, BG attached to it.
Exactly. So
BG Nation's going to vote for it.
Now, you would think that. Typically, it would. But again, I think it's going to be hard for BG Nation to get enough people to vote for Witcher compared to the other two.
Yeah.
But that is a very strong side. Like, that's a tough bracket to kind of get through, especially when you're with the defending champ. What about you?
I mean, honestly, looking at this one, I think people might sleep on the Maryland from Big D.
Really? Okay.
And I know it's a two seed and everything, but I still think a lot of people from certain areas might not know what that bag quite is yet. But I think it has a huge following. So I think it'll do pretty well. But going back through here in the Southwest area, man, I mean,
I think the one bag company. Now, I'm interested to see how big they are, but the following is pretty loud. I think in the Southeast of the fast bag, I think just based on looking at matchups, I would not be surprised if the Tempest from Sub-Zero makes a pretty deep run.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I mean, that was a good bag.
I can see a pathway where the Tempest can make it to like the quarterfinals. I really do.
Not disagreeing with you. I mean, the one that in the Southwest.
Okay.
The Slinger from Cooper's Bags.
Yeah, it all depends on Cooper's who shows Bags up for them. Cooper's
Bags has, they have a good following.
They do.
So you just never know. Then the other one out of that I think people might sleep on. I mean, it's one of our favorites, but Inferno C. I mean, I think that bag is another big following from early days of Dragon that have continued on, and I think that one could do quite well as well.
I don't know what it was, but in the slow bag bracket, all right, so we're on the slow bag bracket now.
Yeah.
The same thing, that first bracket, all right, the Northwest, is pretty stacked. So you have the number one overall pick, which Mike picked. He has the Creature from Coastal Cornhole.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if they have a big enough following. They might. They might be fucking huge. I don't know. So we'll be surprised, but you also have a bag that I think is going to do very, very well. You have the Shockwave from AAR, yeah. And then you also have the BG Viking.
Which again, just BG attached to it.
It's going to make it tough.
It's going to make it tough for sure. I mean, I think another one that has a good following that maybe we underestimated could be Gladiator Mayhem. Gladiator was very popular there during the
I think they
the
were smart again.
They advertise well. Correct. I think they have a big following.
Well, it also helps too that like Mike Hoffman's been playing really, really well recently. You know what I mean? Like throwing those bags. So,
and they came out the best commercial of any of the bag companies.
All right. So,
but yeah, I definitely think there's going to be some upsets just like there are every year. Stuff that'll shock some people, but not us. Not us.
No. But again, so the voting's going to start on Monday, February 19th. Ideally, we would have done it like the end of this week. We normally do it like on a Thursday or Friday. It is a lot to manage. Mm-hmm. All right. Once it goes up, and just I have to make sure that like I have a schedule kind of clear at a certain time so I can post these things and take like the votes. So that's why we're not starting it until I get back from Boston. So we're going to start it Monday, January 19th. So make sure, like, listen, get all hyped up, share it. Bag manufacturers, if you're listening to this, again, there is no cheating in this, all right? You can offer. I mean, anything goes. We know this is a popularity contest. This is an excellent opportunity. So when you see this and you go up and be like, oh, I've never heard this bag company before, go check it out, man. Just go check out their page. Give them a follow. Things like that is why we're doing this contest. We're trying to grow the overall like knowledge base of the Cornhole community just to show how expensive it's been. 4 years ago, we ran this first contest. I think we had 16 bags.
Yeah.
Okay. Last year, we went up to 128.
Yep.
I mean, every year it's getting bigger.
That
so
it is.
I was going to try to do the math off the top of my head, but I didn't want to.
This year's 168 plus 32. Come on, Sean.
Not 168, 128.
Or 128, I'm sorry.
Was that 160? 160 teams?
Yeah, there you go.
Math. So 160 different bags, 90 different manufacturers. That's pretty good.
I would say so.
That's pretty good. So, all right, let's go ahead and roll right into the results from the San Diego Open.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Before we get to that real fast, can I just say one thing? If you're a bag manufacturer and you're listening to this, go to your website right now. All right, just go check. Pretend like you've never been there before. If you don't have a description of your fucking bag or you don't have a picture of both sides, not the fucking artwork, but an actual picture of a finished product, it's garbage. Like if I'm trying to do research for all this stuff just to back everything up, just to make sure some of these bag companies, man, like it's if you are not a cornhole guy and kind of know what you would have no fucking clue what they're talking about. So take the time, update the website. There's new people all the time checking it out. And that is a big turnoff. If I don't have enough information
you
before
can't tell
I'm going to make
on
the
that
purchase
slow side, people are going to be disappointed.
Exactly.
And then on the other side, you had mentioned briefly, like cheating isn't a thing. Like,
no.
So bag makers, we're talking to you specifically. If you want to do a giveaway, do a giveaway. You can buy votes. Gives a shit. All right. Let's have some fun with it.
Can we not do bots this year, though?
Yeah, let's not do bots.
Let's not cheat that
way. If you want to get some cheeky votes by being like, hey, if you vote for me, I'll go back through.
Can
and
I
do
declare
a bad
right
giveaway.
Now, if there's anyone that uses bots, all right, for anybody, they're out.
Disqualified.
Out.
DQ'd.
Done.
And we'll find out.
And that did happen last year, by the way, people. So
it did, yeah.
But we're not doing it this year, all right? No, there's no cheating. I'm going to be watching. If there's all of a sudden 20,000 people from China again voting for somebody,
I'm going to know.
All right.
But I don't know. I mean, Japan cornhole is taking off, so
yeah.
Got to be careful.
Yep.
All right.
Hell yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and roll over to the San Diego Open. Sorry.
San Diego, Sean.
Yes.
San Diego.
All right. So let's start with.
Open doubles.
All right. So Trey Birchfield, man, gets it done this time.
He loves
again.
California.
He just loves doubles, man.
Yeah.
He loves open doubles. Well, he gets it done this time with Hunter Thorne. This is Trey Birchfield's ninth open doubles
with eight different partners.
God damn,
I saw
man.
That post too, Sean. That is impressive.
Hell yeah,
it's all get out.
It's his second this year. What are you feeling? Like, is he back?
I mean, we've always said that he's a great doubles player.
He is.
And yeah, I think him and Hisner are a scary freaking team this year, man. I really do. And I think Birchfield's back. I would love to see him get it done in the singles, but again, singles, man, it's a different beast now. Like it is. It's a gauntlet. I mean, I know we say it every year, but like it's so freaking hard now.
Yeah, and ultimately he's already kind of like made his name.
Yeah,
for
sometimes
himself.
You just gotta get lucky.
Singles, you need to make it. So like if you're trying to become like super popular, I think you need a single, like a deep singles run or some success to really stamp your name on it, right? Or you're always gonna be seen as just a doubles player. Yeah. No one's ever gonna really look at Trey Birchfield and be like, he's just a doubles guy. Like he's always a threat in singles, but it's not what he's typically like shined in.
No, I agree.
Right. So they win over Derek Holland and Alex Rawls. They're another team. I think they are going to be a lot of problems this year.
I mean, I know he had a little surgery or something.
Yeah, sounded like it.
Seems like he's doing just fine now. So
yeah, he had a really solid weekend. And Derek Holland is about as solid as they come. You know what you're going to get. He's a professional dude. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to show up and you're going to get an A-plus effort out of him every single time. I think that level of consistency with Rawls, I think, yeah, it's going to be a really, really good pair. I don't think anyone would be shocked if they're winning a bracket at Nationals or making a broadcast appearance.
No, and honestly, I feel like we've just been waiting for Derek to kind of break out on the scene.
Yeah.
And this is a good opportunity for him.
We had Jackson Remick and Gavin Hammond and Windsor and Trader take second in their bracket. Remick and Hammond, man, they're two names that kind of they've been known now, right? They're out of Colorado, very talented guys. They've been done very well on the junior and high school tour. Like, they won the high school bracket here. But they're showing now that they're not only successful in this junior level, that they do belong playing at this level. It's just a matter of time. You know, they're both very, very good players. So shout out to them. They played really well. And then Windsor and Trader, man, they're just really good in doubles together.
Yes, they are.
I mean,
both of them are just absolute bulldogs. So, yeah. I mean, I get it. I mean, they're just really good players.
Is Trader like Windsor's new Hicks?
I mean,
his new little road buddy.
Yeah. I mean, I think they definitely.
Well, because like last year, like a lot of the opens, it seemed like Windsor and Hicks were playing together.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome that he like takes them under his wing and, you know, kind of shows them the ropes a little bit. But yeah, I don't really know how to answer that. Sure.
Okay. That's fair. You're allowed to say sure.
I don't really know their relationship. No. So like, I would just say,
I would imagine like they have to be somewhat close though, only because, I mean, like I said, they're playing a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're not sponsored by the same bag company. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so. But yeah, so they're the fun team to kind of watch, but it's nice to see Windsor kind of rounding back into form with just consistency every time, man. You see his name in the top two or three in every single open right now. Yeah. He's having a very, so it's come National One, seemed like he's going to be primed and ready.
Oh, you betcha.
Harbaugh and Landis paired up this weekend, as did, Cano and Almanza. They both take third in their bracket. No surprise there. Again, if you're listing out all the teams that were going to be there, those would be two of the teams that we'd expect to be there at the end. Clemmer and Ethan Walker and Rozier and Frazier were fourth in their bracket.
I meant to ask you, who did Burton Jr. play with?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember.
No worries.
Clemmer and Walker, interesting. They're both cat bag guys this year. Clemmer, man, he's starting to get the roll down very well. It seems like he's very comfortable throwing the cat bags now. So we'll see. And then Ethan Walker is really fucking good, man.
He's really good.
We're going to mention his name here in a little bit again, but
I don't know what you're talking about, Sean,
but he's super good and he's had a lot of success at these opens as well. So like watching him train, and he's one that, he didn't get enough, I don't think, notice last year for like Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, because he had a very good year.
He really did.
He had a very, very good year. All right. Over to singles. We had open singles. JBJ wins over Tony Forbes. Tony Forbes has just been on fire recently, man. This kid's name is all over the place. He's all over the place. High PPR. Just, I mean, if we're being honest, he plays kind of like a boring game. You know, he's going to be there 40 fucking rounds and he's going to throw an 11 PPR, but hey, it's working right now and he stays locked in. And for someone that young to stay like that focused, to me, that's what's so impressive about it.
Not a care in the world, man.
He's a lefty. It's like fucking cheating dude, again, I mean, man.
It's always so smooth coming out of a lefty's hand. I just don't understand it.
But good sign for Justin Bird Jr. All right.
Yes.
It's not, I mean, obviously National One was awesome, right? But this is right around the time last year, leading as we get closer to National number one, that Justin Burton Jr. all of a sudden started to lock in.
Yeah. I mean, he won that triple crown, like top to bottom, and then boom,
saw, and he won at TCL. So, you know, we kind of just had a feeling he was going to do really well. This is a good first step of seeing him lock in again and remembering how to win the whole thing. Yeah. We know he's really fucking good.
Oh yeah.
He's going to be very good again this year. We know that, but can he find that killer instinct and finish again? Seemed like this was the first good step.
Speaking of finishing, is Jeremiah Ellis going to take one of these things down?
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
I know. It's just, he's been so close so frequently that it's eaten me up, man.
I think
I think
one of those is right now he's getting everyone's best game.
I know.
Because there's been so much hype about him.
Yeah, people want to take him down. I get it. But yeah, it's just another, I mean, still a good finish.
It is.
Tied for third, him and Trader again. Trader just putting it out there.
Yeah, kid's, man. He's
kid's nasty.
Yep. He's really good. He's a rookie this year too, right?
I believe so. Yes,
man. Are we completely like just overlooking Ryan Trader as like an obvious, like early, like him and Ellis right now? I would put them 1-2. Yeah,
definitely 1-2. I mean, Trader's number one.
Now obviously for rookie of the year, it's all based on nationals, but we're just talking power ranking rookies right now.
Yeah.
I would probably still put Ellis 1. I'm probably putting Trader 2 right now.
Really? I'll put Trader over Ellis right now.
Would you really?
I would, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you can. I could listen to that. I think 3.
I hope you would.
Forbes.
Yeah.
Then
he's
Soto.
A rookie. God. Yeah, I just think Soto hasn't really been to as much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. Like, but that's what
it's
happens
hard to
some
see
of
the
this
sample
stuff.
Size, yeah.
I mean, again, I know we're missing. I know we're missing some names, I'm sure, but like just off the top of my head. It's going to be every year we keep saying this, but like this rookie class, damn.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be, this one might be pretty rememberable
for sure.
So we'll see. Who else? Wiedenfeld and Candler Bag, who's an elite player. Windsor and Alex Rawls. They all took second in their bracket.
What a last name for a cornhole player.
Dude. Right. And I think he's out of Oregon, but high PPR stuff. He actually beat, Forbes in, I think, was it the junior singles maybe, or shit? I don't know what it was for.
I look to you for that information.
Yeah, he won early something before, but he beat Ford in a very like long epic match. So again, high PPR kind of guy, throws a really nice bag. So obviously it translated very well over into open singles as well. So good to see. Let's see. Move on to the next one. Okay, you ready? Let's move on to the dramatic readings then, why don't we?
Sure.
In a world where beanbags have brought men to their knees, social media serves as sanctuary for keyboard warriors. Time for the dramatic readings.
And as always, these dramatic readings are brought to you by Big D Bags. Nothing feels better in an asshole's hands than some Big D's. So why don't you go over and grab yourself some over at BigDBags.com. And yeah, I mean, we always say it. Big D Bags, don't be one. Throw them.
Hell yeah. Thanks, man. All right, let's do this.
Thank you. You ready with it?
I am.
I don't have any of these, so if you want me to read one.
Good. How are you going to run a bracket after failing to put in a 2024 Open champion into the draw and then say, sorry, no redraw? Kid flew from Florida to San Diego. Way to go, ACL National Director.
Yeah, way to go. Jeez.
Okay, so this like definitely stirred the pot on, was it Saturday maybe or Sunday? Whatever day it was, it definitely stirred the pot. I think it was Sunday. So okay, apparently what happened was for singles, Ethan Walker forgot to sign up for singles. It was so typically they cut it off at an hour before the event starts and they don't take any more signups. I've heard different numbers. I've heard from a pretty reliable source that it was like 8:30. So it was like a half an hour before it started. He went up and he's like, hey. I forgot to sign up. Like any way I can get you in. Oh, but there's a catch. I don't have any, like his bank wasn't allowing, like they had stopped transfers to like the ACL wallet or something. Right. So he wasn't able to like move funds around enough to pay. So they also let him pay cash. They're like, you know what? All right, fine. We'll do it. They ran the brackets. He's in on singles. Everything's good. The problem is when they ran it the first time, they ran it so that they only had 3 brackets. They wanted to make sure that they had 4 so that they had a winner of each bracket. No one got a bye in the final round, going all through this stuff, right? So when they did the redraw, they left Ethan off of it.
Yeah, probably because it wasn't automatically in because he paid in cash. That's what I would assume.
It's something with the system and how they input players. Yes, it didn't like automatically transfer him over. Listen, I think it is just, it's obviously, I think there's faults in all people, right? I think there's a fault on the ACL side for basically not just holding up to their rules, and you're allowed to be the bad guy sometimes. Like, you can say, like, hey, listen, no, you missed the deadline. Like, Josh Keck is really good at that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sorry, man. You listen, I said 9 o'clock. You knew when it was. You missed the deadline. But at the same time, like, I get it. Like, he's a nice young man. You know what I mean? Yeah. He was probably polite about the whole thing. And like, all right, you know what? Yeah, sure. All right, we'll take it. No, don't worry about it. And from what I understand is that Ethan himself never actually complained about anything.
No.
He just... So like, and that's why like the whole thing was blown out of proportion by this post that was on 27 feet by Mark Isley. Like the whole thing was just blown out of proportion for no reason. Like this would have been a non-factor because Ethan even told me like he wasn't planning on saying anything.
He wasn't upset. I mean, shit happens. We all get it. Like sometimes you just got to move on, but once in a while, it's, you know, keep the Warriors coming
out. If nothing else, hopefully this is like a life lesson. And now I bet he's not late for registering for a tournament again.
Never again.
You know what I mean?
Never again.
It sucks. Sometimes it's a tough pill to swallow. I get it. Like it does suck, but you know, it happens.
And I understand the bank thing. I mean, I've had that happen to me with Venmo and shit before.
Same thing. So if that was the case and he was worried about that, I feel like if he would have shot them a message, you know what I mean? Like, hey, here's the situation. Can I pay you in cash when I get there?
Yeah.
I'm sure they would have made something happen, right? They could have done something for him, right? But
so, shit happens. Let it be. Shit happens.
Yep. So, okay.
Let it be.
You want to do the next one?
I feel like that should be a song. Sure.
So
Addicted to Cornhole. Jakob Parrish. Edited. I feel like Jeremiah Ellis should be nicknamed the Big Bad Wolf. I bet a lot of pros in the ACL wish he stayed in the ACO.
So, okay, so not even so much of this was dramatic. Like, it's kind of funny. But did you see the first comment? Okay, I want to... If I use this term, I want you to tell me what this means.
Okay.
All right. The glazing is crazy. Do you know what that term means?
Yeah, glazing? He's just...
what does that mean?
It means he's just coming all over him.
It's funny because it does kind of work like
right?
that.
Right? It's exactly what it means.
It's basically saying that like you're overhyping for like...
Yes.
For like...
Just, 100%. Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure, you like... have to glaze like pottery and shit, but I think it's
so
think
embarrassingly it's- enough. I was scrolling through this and I see Sammy Soto said like the glazing is crazy. And then there's like 64 comments after that. And I'm like, and it's just like people trying to explain what it is. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, I learned something new today. I'm addicted to cornhole.
Well, learn something new every day.
Thanks,
man.
Sammy.
And, yeah, I mean, I'm sure I took the more derogatory.
I feel
route
like I'm not allowed to use it though. Like, I feel like I'm too old to use the term glazing.
Sean, age is just a number.
I know, but I feel like it's not going to sound right if I say it.
See, if you just embrace it and say it with conviction.
Is that what it is? Is that how you say it? Yeah. But is it no conviction because that's what's cool right now?
I mean, you could do that too. Deadpan's pretty much always a home run.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you're just standing there like, the glazing is crazy, like, and say it with no...
That was good.
Yeah, right?
Wow, that was really good. You practice that?
Every day in the mirror. Okay. After I'm properly glazed.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's go ahead and do this bag review.
And it's not just making them smaller, they completely reshape them. They make them more supple and symmetrical.
I gotta catch a glimpse of these warlocks. Let's make a move.
Well, if you are listening to the show, you're probably a fan of Cornhole. And if you're in the market for a new shiny set of boards,
Everyone is, Sean.
We can help you with that. All right. If you go to Gnarly Boards, all right, and use our code BigAsp, you're going to save yourself some money. If you go to gnarlybags.com, you can get pro level boards. You can get custom. They have their stock designs are sweet. They're built to last and they're quiet when you throw on them. It's great.
What?
They're sturdy. They're girthy. You like it.
Got that right? Chunky monkey.
So if you're in the market for a new set of boards, consider going to Gnarly Boards. All right, and check them out at gnarlybags.com. Use code BigAsp, and you're going to save yourself 10%. All right, so up today are two series of bags by Bramie's Bags. Now,
is it Bramie or Brammy?
I don't know. I'm assuming his wife's name was Amy, so I'm assuming it's Bramie.
Okay.
Right? That makes sense.
Is his name Brad?
Something like that.
Brad, Namey, Bramey.
Yeah.
It's like me and me and my wife.
Yeah, you're Damey.
We're Damey.
Yeah, correct.
Stealing our thunder.
Or Dwayne.
Oh. Well, that's when Dwayne, that's when the Dwayne wigs on. That's for another time.
So
whole different show, Sean.
Let's start with the first bag I have in my hand here is the Airstrike R. First thing that strikes me when I'm picking, when I'm just seeing the bag flat, pretty square template, slightly rounded corners. Closing seam about standard, about what we see, maybe a little on the longer side.
Yeah,
a little bit. We've been seeing. But
it means he doesn't have tiny fingers, Sean.
Yep. But it uses, so it's a hybrid carpet bag. All right. This play, this is like the same stuff that you're going to see on, I'm trying to think, like the Rook. You're going to see, I'm trying to think what other bags.
We had the Gator.
Yes. Yes, correct. The, was it the Untamed? No.
It was from
Overkill.
Yeah, I think
Overkill.
It is.
No, it's the Overkill.
Is it over?
I think
it
Overkill.
Okay.
I think so.
Gator bags, but
yeah, private carpet. Yeah, whatever one, that yeah. one was. Yep. But this is it's a very solid bag. So we know I really like this carpet. This again, this is right in my wheelhouse, speed wise, and because it can do just enough to be somewhat of a finesse thing. I know. I saw the Cavs just lost.
I know. God, they just lost. It. Yeah, in the final seconds. Fuck.
Anyways.
Oh well.
Okay. So speed wise, slow side. 5.5, right? We're gonna that's where we've been going with is like this hybrid carpet material. Slick sides of 9, pretty standard stuff. It's like the reverse Viper material. It's a very solid bag, man. Like fill again, it's blended fill, a decent amount of round in there.
Yeah, but it's some a little thicker than what it is. We've definitely felt a fuller size of the bag, yeah. The hybrid stuff, but I do like it. It's got some chunkiness to it.
The nice thing is that? It's a relatively it's I would say like a medium to large template. But so even though it's full, it doesn't feel fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're throwing like this little chubby biscuit in your hand, but yeah, it plays really well. Exactly. Like if a hybrid carpet bag is that if you're kind of looking for something, you're looking to support like a small bag company.
Yeah.
You're playing the ACO. This is an ACO stamped bag. So for the first bag that I've ever thrown from Bramey's bags, super impressed. It's really well done. Like this is a high quality bag. Design score. So I'm assuming this is probably like their stock design.
Yeah.
It's okay. I like the black and green. The colors pop a little bit. I dig their logo. Got the ACO stamp proudly in the top right corner. Give me an 80 flat.
Yeah. I know I hate to say it. I hate that the ACO stamp is colored. I wish that they would let them
black
manipulate
it
the colors with
yeah,
it.
I agree.
Because it does kind of like draw your eyes to it, but I'll give it an 83.
Okay.
That's like I think the colors really pop on it.
Performance wise. It was a little full for me. I don't know. I've always just thrown a bag a little bit better when it's a little floppy.
Yeah.
As this bag breaks in though, the fabric's going to stretch a little bit more. It'll probably get closer there, but if I'm judging it just based on how it is right now, as I'm throwing it, I'm going to go 77.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it's also a little chunky. If I'm throwing hybrid, I lose the ability to roll or do anything, so I tend to not want the chunk as much in it.
Yeah, I agree.
But still, I mean, good playability. I think if in the right thrower's hands, it could be lethal. So yeah, give me just an 80 flat on it.
I like it.
Okay. Next up, we have the Vivid.
This is the bag that is representing Bramey in Best of the Bags.
Yes.
It's in the fast bag bracket.
That it is.
So surprise, surprise, it's pretty fast on both sides. Slow side, it feels like it should be faster. Right? This stuff always surprises me. It's not as fast as I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
It plays like a 6.
Yeah, it's really not that bad. And because, I mean, it prints
you really,
so clean that you think it's going to be fast as shit.
But when you really look at it, I mean, it does provide a decent amount of friction when it hits.
There is texture there.
It's smooth, yeah, exactly. But it's like, it's a very smooth texture. But it does it. It's not, it's very controllable. So we'll call it like a 6.5, maybe 7 at times. Slick side, standard 9. All right,
yeah.
Stuff we all know and love. We know how it's going to break in. Again, if you're new to the game and you're listening to this and you're like, oh, this stuff seems really stiff. This what we call Viper slick material is going to take a minute. All right, it just takes a little bit, but once it breaks in, it's buttery soft and
butter.
You'll love it forever.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it breaks in faster with the slow side on it, Because, I mean, that stuff, like, it's already, like, somewhat broken in, I feel like.
It's weird, too, because, like, the same template, from what I can tell, same fill, right? Standard fill in this.
Yeah, it just feels smaller in your hand.
It does, I think, man, because it stretches.
I think that slow side
stretches. It's really what it is. It just doesn't feel as fat because I feel like it is already kind of stretching a little bit. Yeah, it's a good bag, though, man. I enjoyed throwing this. I threw this phone actually really well.
It's definitely a hole hunter. That's for sure.
So, again, pretty decent size closing seam, right? It's pretty long across top, but it's pretty high up there. Yeah. So not tons of puckering or anything. Slightly rounded corners, again, in general, pretty squared bag. Made this thing very easy to easier to collect.
For sure, yeah.
All right, for being a faster bag. If it gets too rounded, it just can't collect anything. And they all just kind of scoop pack. But with these corners, especially when the bag's a little stiff right now, collected very nicely.
That it does.
I right, played even bigger on the board. Design score. I'm actually digging this. I'm typically not like a skull guy, but the
dude just prints phenomenal.
Yeah, like, man.
It's so vibrant and clean.
Yeah. And clean. I like the artwork, man. I'm digging the color scheme and everything. Yeah. Give me 100.
Yeah. I'm going to go 100 as well. I think it, yeah, I mean, the slow side takes the cake for me. Like, it prints so well on that side.
It's not my cup of tea. Like, I doubt, like, I would ever go up and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go buy this. Just not me, but
it's not to how well it's
really
it well
done. Yeah, I really like the design.
Yeah, but it's not clip art on that thing.
Like, no, those fuck, are man. Like, look at the details. You can, like wrinkle detailed. The guy in the shirts. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy, man. You don't get that very often. It's just how far the game has come that, like, a small bag manufacturer can print to this level right now.
100%. Yeah, that's sweet.
Performance-wise, where are you going?
Performance for me, still like it's hard because it feels like you said it should be faster than it is. So it does throw me off a little bit. I find myself like I'd leave it short of the hole a lot because I'm thinking it's going to be wicked fast. Because of my mental block, I'm gonna go a 77 on it.
Okay. Okay.
But I do like, I feel like I could get used to it.
Okay. Yeah. I threw this one pretty well. It's always hard for me to go from like a hybrid carpet just to going to this because then I have to completely change. Like, I'm like, I can't do anything special with these.
Yeah, it's not gonna.
Like, I'm going airmail and slide. That's all I'm trying to do. Just go straight through. But that's when I tend to play the best is when I just simplify it. I'm going to go 81.
All righty.
81. Hell yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
You want to cue the rap horn?
Only if we get over to it first.
Sweet. Reach us at Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Big Ass Cornhole.
And Facebook at Big Ass Cornhole Podcast. Thanks again to our sponsors. Visit dragonbags.com. Drop code BIGASP12 to save yourself some Big Ass cash. And head over to Cornhole Coffee and pick yourself up that minty goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Drop code BIGASP10 or BIGASP at checkout and save yourself 10%.
BlackjackCornhole.com for the sexiest bags around. Code BIGASP is going to save you 10%. Don't forget to embrace the black sheep inside you. Go to blacksheepbaggers.com. Use code BIGASP and you're going to save yourself 10%. And Gnarly Boards, if you're in the market for a new set of boards, go to gnarlybags.com. Use code BIGASP and you're save yourself 10%. And Dane tells you all the time, don't be a big D-bag. Just throw them.
Just throw them.
Just throw them.
Just throw them, all right?
Patreon, if you're listening to this still in this episode, we greatly appreciate you. Patreon is a location, right, where you could, for the price of a beer a month, you can help us continue to do what we do. We give insider info. We do fun, happy hours. You get training videos by, currently it's Eric Anderson. So we have one more coming up next week that I have scheduled. It's an opportunity to support us in our endeavors. Allows us to keep giving you good content, and we give bonus content, and it's fun, man. I love the people on there. The interactions it's we have are always crew. Great, man.
Yeah,
it's always great.
Love our happy hours.
Eligible for bag giveaways. We have stickers on the way.
Stickers, oh, and so they are so sparkly.
I know, God. The cornhole sticker. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
it's a Patreon popping. Only a Patreon members are going to get the sticker. So I'm super excited for that. But so go to patreon.com/bigasscornhole, and we'd love to have you.
Hell yeah.
So next week, theoretically, our next week, we're going to be Trey Hunt. We've been messaging back and forth. Trey is currently without power.
Yes.
Right, apparently, there's a big power outage by where he's at. Theoretically, if he's able to join us tomorrow, we'll that's what you'll listen to next Wednesday. If not, Hopefully we have somebody else.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We always do. And it always works out.
Maybe we'll just throw up an oldie but goodie or something.
For the first time. Yeah, we've never gone a week without having an episode.
Yeah, but, you know, it's been rough, man. I mean,
it's been a lot. It's been
just
busy.
Like, I feel like this trip is just, like, I've been looking forward to it, but it also, like, crept up on me so freaking fast that I just feel like I'm not even ready for it.
I know. And that's why I keep counting on you, like, trying to plan, but, like, we don't know exactly where anything is at. Because everything's just coming. Before we know it, it's going to be April, this season starting, and we're going to be scrambling trying to figure out where the fuck we're going.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
And that's, I mean, it'd be nice to know where we need to head, but it's for another conversation, I guess.
Oh, yeah. All right, folks. Well, well, safe travels.
And thank you. Thanks, safe travels to you as well, sir.
We'll get back, and
shake Mr. Brendan Ahern's hand for me.
Yeah, I should have some fun stories, hopefully, afterwards.
Hell yeah. And then one more time for the folks in the back, the Melissa Lambert Scholarship Tournament taking place March 15th and 16th in Texas. If you guys are interested in going, need some details, reach out. Yours truly will be there. We'll have some fun.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening. And as always, we hope you throw it straight. That's nothing but four baggers from here on out.
Cornhole it.
Later.